For many Americans, the war with Iraq means jobs at home. Roanoke, Alabama is a textile town, and it's been down on its luck. But now the sewing machines are stitching uniforms for U.S. troops. These provide much-needed jobs, though workers think a lot about the danger for the soldiers in those uniforms. Melanie Peoples reports.
Roanoke, Alabama is the kind of sleepy town in the rolling foothills of the Appalachians, where everyone knows the dogs that trot around town, and kudzu looks like it's biding its time before mounting a final attack. It's a former cotton mill town that's seen factory after factory close its doors.
This is a sewing town for whites and blacks.
74-year-old Betty Ziegler has been mayor for 12 years. Last fall, she saw her town's last textile plant close its doors. It left 300 people suddenly out of work.
Some of them have gone to work with, I got a super Walmart. Some of them probably have gone down there. We have a lot of fast food places, and they probably have gone there. Some have gone to LaGrange. But they need to be here, you see.
LaGrange, about 44 miles away in Georgia, is home to another textile plant. And whether Roanoke citizens are moving there or trying to drive back and forth every day, it's a terrible situation. It's no wonder so many buildings in downtown Roanoke are empty. For a town of less than 7,000, 300 jobs make a difference. Pat Aubrey's farm and supply store has been open since 1908, and he'd like to keep it that way.
If these jobs leave Roanoke and go to LaGrange or wherever, I feel like that they're lost to our economy. When they're in LaGrange working, they're going to be in LaGrange buying stuff, as opposed to working here and spending their money here.
And 300 people making $250 a week at a minimum, that's about $300,000 a month. More money than anyone wanted to leave Roanoke. Terry Manufacturing had been making uniforms for the U.S. military in Roanoke, and when it closed its doors, it left a hole in the market. Enter American Apparel, the largest supplier of uniforms to the U.S. military. Here at the plant, 100 people, mostly African-American women, lean over sewing machines, driving fabric through automatic stitchers. It's work at high speed, their right feet pumping what looks like gas pedals. Most wear headphones playing music to drown out the noise, and there's a bottle of hand lotion on almost every workstation. They earn between $7 and $12 an hour, turning out 7,000 shirts a week. And with demand for battle-dress uniforms growing steadily, American Apparel hopes to up that to 10,000 shirts a week in the next 6 months. And that's good news, because it means an additional 30 to 45 jobs.
Okay, I'm checking top stitching flies, back edge and front edge, and make sure that this is nice and flat.
47-year-old Linda Rowland works in quality control, checking the work of her fellow employees. She's worked in sewing plants for 23 years and has a son in the Army. He's already done one tour of duty in Iraq and is about to go back for another. She tries not to think about what could happen to any soldier wearing one of her shirts.
I guess it's something that we try not to get into a whole lot, because if you think about it, to think that, well, this shirt could get blown away.
46-year-old Brenda Turner's the same way. She tries not to draw mental pictures at all. But making shirts is such a personal thing. Occasionally, when her mind wanders, she imagines soldiers serving stateside, standing in formation and smiling. As a single mom, she knows this job feeds and clothes her 9-year-old.
We would always have the military to, I mean, there'd always be somewhere, you know, and they still have to have uniforms. Maybe not as many, but I'm pretty sure we would still be at least sewing, because, like I said, they'll always have to have uniforms.
And that makes working at a uniform factory in the middle of a war just a little easier. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Roanoke, Alabama.